Welcome to this week's edition of Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, your host. On Book Spectrum, we introduce you to authors from an array of genres and occupations. We have heard lines from motivational speakers saying things like, "You can do this," "Believe in you," or "Just give it your best. You could be amazing." Perhaps those statements are true, but they're only effective when substance backs up the rhetoric. Our guest this week on Book Spectrum presents biological and neurological evidence to the idea that one can physically adjust their brains toward a positive and success-oriented mindset. Naturally, this intrigues me. Jamie DeNovo is the author of the book I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible, as well as the upcoming The Wonderland Code. Welcome to Book Spectrum, Jamie.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
My voice is a little...
You're losing your voice.
My voice is a little hoarse today because, again, I'm still recovering from losing it a while back. But how did you come up with this muscle for the mind concept to help people change their own ways of thinking?
Well, Chris, I used to be one of those people who was unstoppable. I had accomplished professional goals in one of the hardest to penetrate industries in the world, and that is the covert video surveillance world. But my life was hit by a chain of just horrific events, and they were just so big and so evil and so beyond my control that it left me profoundly traumatized, and that changed my brain. I completely lost my identity, and none of the information in any of those self-help books and any of the motivational courses, all of those things I'd taken. You know, I had been there, done that, written the book and worn the bloody t-shirt, you know, just been through the gambit. And now there was nothing. There was nothing they were saying. There was no therapy. There was no friends, counselors, anybody who could penetrate the place I was at. So I had to, it was like pulling myself out of quicksand, basically. I had to find the answers.
Well, you found the answers. What inspired you to share them all in this book?
Well, I thought, you know, if somebody who has my background and who had my accomplishments and determination could get to this place, how many other people must be facing something that they feel is absolutely impossible to change in their life? And it's pulling them down, leaving them in despair, and nothing that anyone is saying, nothing that they're trying is working. So I thought, people need this. If it worked for me, it's going to work for other people.
You make the statement, Jamie DeNovo, this book should have been impossible to write. The fact that it was completed, it's changing the lives for other people, and it's getting endorsements from the likes of Jack Canfield. He's that chicken soup for the soul guy. That's proof the process kind of works, right?
They absolutely do. And it's because they can't not work. But the really incredible thing about this is the fact that I wrote this book. I developed the processes and the programs that arose from the writing of this book while I was actually living those things that no one else had answers for. And I worked with one of the world's top neuroscientists to find a way to use all that neuroscience so that we in the real world could change the way we thought. So if I could develop that from a place where I never thought I would do anything productive again, you know, I was really even on the point of considering suicide. So from that place to write a book that is helping people everywhere and that would completely turn my life around seemed impossible. It just seemed like it could not have happened, but it did.
With me on Book Spectrum is Jamie DeNovo. She is the author of I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible. I want to reiterate this, Jamie. This is not simply a theory for you. You're not just going up on stage and telling people this stuff without having lived it. These experiences you had, the ones you discussed, shaped the way you developed this program.
That's absolutely true. Everything in my book is based on neuroscience, the way the brain works, the laws of cause and effect, and proven success principles.
You worked with one of the world's top neuroscientists to write this book. For our listeners, who is Dr. Brian Kolb, and how did he become involved with your idea and the book?
Dr. Brian Kolb is one of the world's most eminent neuroscientists. He's renowned worldwide throughout his field for many of the breakthroughs he made in neuroscience with his colleagues, and also for being one of the first to develop the neuropsychology courses that are used in universities throughout the world. So it was really an impossible thing to have the privilege of being mentored under someone of that stature. And the other thing that is really incredible is the fact that someone of his pedigree in the academic world, just it's just unheard of for them to collaborate on a commercial book. And then to do that with a first-time author who comes in with this incredible, unusual concepts for brain change, it really was an impossible thing. But once again, it became possible.
You mentioned Dr. Kolb is one of the most famous neuroscientists in the world. That's a good thing, and people are listening saying, I never heard of this guy. I must tell you that if you don't know, or you don't want to know who the top neuroscientists are, because at that point you'll be needing one, like neurosurgeons, that sort of thing. However, Dr. Kolb is at the top of his game, and he is the kind of guy that doesn't really do commercial books. I did my research on him. You got him to do it, and you're a first-time author. That's pretty impressive, and I guess that shows that he was really all in on your concept.
Well, it takes an Einstein mindset on both sides, one to meet the other, and I just feel that I was so fortunate to have met Dr. Kolb because he definitely is an exception, and he's a delightful person to know. His sense of humor and imagination tempers everything he does. So in my book, I tell the story of just how the two of us ended up teaming together. And it really is like something right out of Alice in Wonderland.
The book, once again, is I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible. My guest on Book Spectrum, Jamie DeNovo, the author. The use of biological and neuroscience makes this book and this approach unique from other motivational or self-help books, and that's a good thing. But you use the term I Am Possible, obviously of the root word impossible. How'd you come up with that name? I mean, I know the root word where you came up with it, but why that name?
The fact is that words impact our brain in very powerful ways, ways most people don't realize. And so the words that we use are what build the architecture of our thoughts. Now, two of the most powerful words in the English language are the words impossible and possible. And we've all heard slogans like think possible, rethink possible. Well, your brain actually takes those two words, they're opposites. Two opposing forces can't occupy the same space. So you cannot think both impossible and possible at the same time. Your brain assigns different values to those. So some of the things that we assign as impossible really are possible, and some are valid. And the same with the things that we assign as possible. Some of those things aren't valid and some are. So what word gives us a transition between those two sides of the brain? When you understand the meaning of I am possible, it creates a bridge. So now you can suspend both your judgments on both of those things, and it enables your brain to look at solutions that normally you wouldn't think possible. It's a very powerful word.
Jamie, we're talking neuroscience and biological science and readjusting one's brain. It's really not brain surgery, if I want to use the colloquialism about that. People are probably listening saying, this sounds really like a tough read, but it's not. It really isn't. You make it something that we all can do by making it real. You're using sort of life experiences, metaphors, and everything to make this accessible to the reader and allow them to take care of this very complicated science themselves.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Chris. I'm glad you mentioned that because people can be intimidated, but it comes down to this. What I have done is taken those intimidating and those difficult types of concepts and put them in a way people can use. When you think about it, you know, any change we make, any achieving an impossible dream comes down to changing your brain because you are your brain. So all the choices that we make reflect brain activity. And I know this sounds very technical, but hang in there with me. So the brain patterns have to change before counterproductive behaviors can change, before we can get positive outcomes. And that's a hard concept to teach people. in a way they can really grasp. It is intimidating. So the solution that I found, this program, all the things that enabled me to come out of that quicksand, they didn't come from a textbook of words or phrases or instructions or, you know, grand gestures coming from motivational or therapists. It came from a scene in Alice in Wonderland. It made me see my problem in a completely different way. And then I could work with it. I could apply it. Because brain change began with being able to visualize what I needed in a way I could understand. So, you know, this is what Dr. Kolb did. He helped me to work through every stage of my brain change and incorporated the most powerful means to help me and to help others do those changes. And that's very simple. It's very simple, and it's very visual and filled with images, filled with things that are fun, filled with things that are easy to remember. So it's much easier to make the changes.
You mentioned Alice in Wonderland as part of the way to explain your concept. Instead of off with their head, on with your head.
That's a good one. Very good. You're thinking.
There we go. I try to think, but the steam comes out of my ears and it starts to hurt. Maybe I could use some I Am Possible muscle to keep kind of that stuff down so I don't get a nuclear explosion coming out of my head.
Well, there's nobody who can't use to build their I Am Possible muscle. Only good comes of it. And look at, you and I are talking right now about visual, about imagery, those types of things. And, you know, you come up with what I thought was a brilliant observation.
And there's no use of drugs. And that's something I want to add as well. We're not talking about using supplements, drugs, or anything else.
Oh, no. As a matter of fact, if you read Chapter 8 in my book, it discusses, you know, how pharmaceuticals react with the brain. And, you know, really is an eye-opener as to the beauty of doing it ourselves, so to speak.
Jamie DeNovo is my guest on Book Spectrum. I'm your host, Chris Cordani. Jamie's book is I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible. Let's go to that term, I Am Possible. How does knowing and using that word increase our ability, mine, yours, our listeners, to achieve new breakthroughs and solutions?
When you understand that the word I Am Possible, when you use it, actually means I make possible, or I make way for the impossible to become possible, it sets our brain up to make changes, to do something different, to do something extraordinary. And the fact that I have created the concept of your brain being like your I Am Possible muscle, the muscle that controls everything else that goes on in your body, everything else that goes on in your mind, and has huge abilities to control and change your outcomes, it gives us something we can work with. Because muscle, building muscle, training, those are universal concepts. And I break that down in a way that now you can actually visualize the tiniest changes that you're making, and you can feel the growth in ways that you would never normally notice.
Jamie DeNovo, you mentioned the term I Make Possible. That's the name of your website, imakepossible.org. So we'll say that once again, Jamie's website, imakepossible.org. And on that, you reveal your concept of the law of subtraction. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Chris, that is one of the beauties of once you start getting into the different analogies and really get your brain going. It starts thinking in different directions, and you really come up with some insights that normally you wouldn't have. For instance, I realized that the law of attraction, you know, people are always wanting to attract something more. And how do I do this? And I realized that we live in a world that focuses on more and more and more. And what we really need in most cases is we need to subtract things from our lives. We need to exchange something in order to get something, not just keep accumulating. Sometimes that's an outlook. Sometimes it's an emotion. Sometimes it's a habit. It might even be a person or a relationship. But before you can attract the things you want, you need to attract less of what you don't want. So that's really what that program is about, is helping you to identify the things you need to subtract from your life so that you can allow for the things that you do want to come into your life.
And that's not in the book. It's on your website, imakepossible.org, Jamie. But back to the book. What is something that I would be equipped to do that I might not have been?
Each one of us, Chris, we know our, you know, we know our own hot spots, our own weak points. There's something in our lives that we're looking at that we would like to change. At some point in life, most everyone reaches a point where they feel trapped inside their own boundaries in some way. You could feel physically trapped in a home, a neighborhood, a relationship. Maybe you feel trapped in a workplace or a community that you desperately want to leave. Or maybe you're one of those people who is having a difficulty being because you're locked in by tradition, by habit, you know, by expectations, whether it's our own or someone else's. Maybe it's a physical or mental condition, an addiction, spiritual despondency, disillusionment, finances. You know, even a culture or way of life can cause you to feel imprisoned and helpless to break free. So what my book equips you to do is it gives you a means to break out of your mental prison, and so that you can think and act in ways that you didn't even have the ability to do before, that you may not have had the courage or strength to do before. So now you will be able to evaluate and act in a much more meaningful way.
Give a common reason, Jamie, and you talked about the mental prison, so that's why I'm asking this question. A common reason why people fail repeatedly to achieve a goal, and what information from your book might help?
Well, one of the things that causes us to keep missing the mark, missing what we want to achieve, is that we get stuck. And the more we get stuck, it's kind of like spinning your wheels when you're stuck in the mud in a vehicle, just the deeper in you get. And, you know, you can read 1,000 books, you can, all it does is make you feel worse because you feel like I'm not living up to this stuff. So emotionally, you begin to shut down, and it becomes this vicious cycle. So if you don't know how to override those emotions, how to stop that cycle and get your brain on the team, you know, to get you restarted, to override all those things, then you're not going to be able to move forward. But with this program, with this book, you're going to learn how to do that. You're going to learn how to work through those things, how to, you know, how to be able to change your response and reset so that you can get past that and start moving forward. And you can reset time and time again.
Jamie DeNovo is with me on Book Spectrum. I'm Chris Cordani, your host. I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible is the title of her book. You also offer a companion workbook.
Yes, I do. It's an absolutely indispensable workbook for helping you to actually exercise your I Am Possible muscle to customize the things you're learning for your own life. As a matter of fact, I offer coaching courses and I offer an extended course to help you through that workbook, which was designed in conjunction with a top psychiatrist as well as the neuroscientist, Dr. Kolb, and is absolutely going to change your life.
Your book challenges a lot of conventional sacred teachings of what we call success gurus. One of those is we have to believe to achieve. Nice rhyme, but how can we actually still achieve even if we don't believe? That's a possibility, right?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I was stuck on, is the fact that, well, you know what? I used to believe. I did all the right things in all the right ways. I was the hero. And then something came along that didn't follow any of the rules. And suddenly, I'm the underdog. So what happens when you don't believe anymore? What happens if what you believe is what's getting you in trouble? What if you don't know what to believe? You know, that kind of puts that saying you have to believe to achieve, puts people into an awkward position and can even lead you down the wrong path. So starting from square one, that's where I was in the situation where I didn't believe. Working with the neuroscientist and inspired by a scene from Alice in Wonderland, I was able to prove that it really is possible to start not believing and to actually practice, get results, evaluate those results, and start moving forward and start doing it in a way where belief will come. but belief will be based on what you're actually saying so that you can evaluate it and you know that you're on the right track.
Again, it's important to point this out. Sometimes success gurus, some, not all, they just blow smoke to encourage people to think positively through seminars and books. That's not always all bad because some people just need to think more positively. But while I'm not saying people need to think more forward than negatively, your book and workshops and your ideas give people the tools to keep thinking positive. Sometimes people need to be handed the keys, the tools, a real nuts and bolts method with explanation.
That's absolutely true. You know, my program and processes, they come in like a micro blueprint. Most programs, they start with, you know, the grand gestures, like get organized and you've got to be determined to get your goal, visualize your goal. And for a lot of people, that really is too high on the ladder. They don't know how to begin to do all of those things you know you need to do or that you're being told you need to do. So I provide the handholds that they're missing so you can bridge that gap, just tiny increment by tiny increment between what you want to do, what you need to do, and what you're actually able to do. So this is what I discovered, and this is what I want people to have, is the ability to start at very basic levels wherever you are, even ground sub-zero emotionally, physically, you know, mentally. It doesn't matter what your circumstances. And the other great thing about this program being like a micro blueprint is that it will increase the effectiveness of any of the other courses or programs or therapies, anything else that you've taken or ever will take, you will suddenly see in a new light. You'll have such a stronger set of tools to be able to implement it.
Exactly, Jamie. While some people are okay and can be helped with a pat on the fanny, a lot of people really need the extra instruction, the hand-holding, as you put it, or being given the tools to switch their own brain around and the neurological proof, because it's important to kind of know what's going on for a lot of people rather than just look at the sausage and run with it.
You know, that's so important. I use this analogy. You know, if you've never taken a driving lesson before, and you just know what you've observed, and you get into a vehicle, and you want to make a long and complex journey with all sorts of weather conditions, how well do you think you're going to do along the way, as contrasted with someone who has been prepared ahead of time, who's gone through driver's training, who has been put through various types of exercises so they learn how the car will react, how to steer, how to adjust? There's a huge difference. And your brain is like that vehicle that most of us get behind and we just start driving. So once you understand more about the basics, about how your brain processes work, because these processes are universal, now you have a whole different set of skills, a different kind of control that you've really never had before. And the journey becomes a completely different journey.
I am possible muscle for the mind. Your power to achieve success when success seems impossible is the name of the book. Jamie DeNovo is the author. She is with me now. I'm Chris Cordani, your host on Book Spectrum. We mentioned Jack Canfield, who endorsed your book and your project. You're also involved in a new project of his as well.
Yes, I met Jack in the earlier days writing this book, and he was just very taken with the concept. In fact, you can find some of our interviews on my website or on YouTube, as well as some coming up. The chapter that I contributed to the book really gives you kind of an overview of my background and of a flavor for what I teach in the book and the program. And I make it available free, by the way, on my website, imakepossible.org. And if you go to the tab Success Strategies or the products page, you can actually download my chapter for free and read it yourself.
Jamie, you said the companion book to this one is called The Wonderland Code. Sounds intriguing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm really excited about that, Chris, because all of these processes, really the beginning of my ability to pull out of the PTSD trauma spots and start to move forward, was a scene out of Alice in Wonderland. And I realized as I was writing the book that I could make metaphors for building our ability to do what seems impossible out of almost every line from Alice in Wonderland. And so I preface every chapter with a quote, a scene from Alice in Wonderland that goes on to give you a completely novel picture of principles and ideas that that we have every day but have become kind of familiar and fuzzy. So I compiled all of this in a companion book called The Wonderland Code, and it's the first of two in the series that have pictures, these just gorgeous, actually, I consider myself very fortunate to have the artist I do, that illustrate scenes from Alice in Wonderland with the quotes and with the science research and our real-world application. So it gives you a very unique toolkit that I think you're going to find get powerful results.
When is that book going to be released, Jamie?
The release date for this very novel but powerful tool for brain change is going to be April of 2020.
April of 2020. Good luck with that, Jamie DeNovo.
Thank you.
Jamie DeNovo, thank you for being with us on Book Spectrum.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate the opportunity to get this out to the world and give people a new way to achieve what right now might feel impossible.
Once again, the title of Jamie's book is I Am Possible, Muscle for the Mind, Your Power to Achieve Success When Success Seems Impossible. There's also a workbook available, and be on the lookout for the upcoming Wonderland Code. Jamie's website is imakepossible.org. You can find out where to get Jamie's books on that website, Amazon, and of course our website, bookspectrum.com. Thank you again for being with us. I'm Chris Cordani. This is Book Spectrum.